You should be able to earn and eat what you kill. And guess what? In the United States of America, you have that opportunity. Why do you think people are trying to immigrate to the United States of America? Why? The streets are made of gold in their mind. The opportunities are there. Everybody can have a roof over their head for the most part. Yet you look at what's going on at the borders and you look at the way our government has been acting. It's really irresponsible. And isn't it amazing? Donald Trump was the biggest SOB that ever was elected, yet his policies were working. They worked. And now all of a sudden people are looking back and saying, he is a jackass, but maybe it worked. My name is Pat Casale. This is Live and Local Now. We come back to the top of the hour and we'll be talking more to you. Give us a call, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Be right back.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The murder case against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and the death of George Floyd has gone to the jury.
In closing statements, defense attorney Eric Nelson said it wasn't a lack of oxygen that killed Floyd.
The drug ingestion, right? The bad heart, the diseased heart, the hypertension.
Prosecutor Steve Slasher told the jury Chauvin had to have known what he was doing to Floyd.
He hurt him, but he just didn't listen. He continued to push him down.
Slasher also pointed out it's all on video.
That force for 9 minutes and 29 seconds, that killed George Floyd. He betrayed the badge.
Tape from court TV. Chauvin showed little expression. He took off his mask as his attorney presented his closing statement. I'm Ed Donahue.
The D.C. Chief Medical Examiner is providing new insights into the death of a U.S. Capitol Police officer in the January 6th riot.
Medical Examiner Francisco J. Diaz has ruled Officer Brian Sicknick suffered two strokes and died of natural causes the day after he helped to defend the Capitol. The news could affect the charges against two men. Both were arrested and charged with assaulting Sicknick. Each faced nine counts related to the Capitol attack, including the assault on Sicknick and two other federal agents with a chemical irritant. Diaz says the autopsy finds no evidence of 42-year-old Sicknick suffered an allergic reaction. Bob Agner reporting.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who's in the third week of a hunger strike while behind bars, was moved to a hospital in another prison after his doctor said he could be near death, according to his lawyer. Navalny was transferred Sunday from a penal colony east of Moscow to a prison hospital in Vladimir, a city 110 miles east of the capital, lawyer Alexei Lipster said after visiting the politician on Monday afternoon. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 123 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Ann, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, it should come as no surprise. Most new Nevada residents are California transplants. The state tracks the information by the number of driver's licenses or state IDs which are turned in when new residents apply for Nevada IDs. Last year, nearly 70,000 out-of-town, out-of-state drivers, too, their licenses and ID cards were turned in, with the Golden State accounting for 43% of those. Florida was a distant second, followed by Arizona, Texas, and Washington State. A mountain lion was removed from a northwest Las Vegas Valley neighborhood over the weekend. The lion was spotted Saturday morning near Durango and Moccasin, reportedly sleeping in the area. Animal control officials say the cat was tranquilized and will be returned to the wilderness. Saturday was the second time this month that a mountain lion has been spotted and captured here in the Vegas Valley. On April 1st, a female mountain lion was found sleeping up a tree near West Flamingo and the 215. The Vegas Golden Knights made it 6 in a row, earning their league-leading 31st victory with a 5-2 win over the Anaheim Ducks. Netminder Marc-Andre Fleury reached 20 wins for the 13th time in his storied career.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
We're getting reduced speeds right now through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, south at Symphony, northbound at Flamingo. You'll touch the brakes. Also, some slow flows on the 515, northbound at Stephanie, and those lane restrictions continue. Interstate 11 north between Lake Mead and Wagon Wheel.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
No, it's Pack of Sal. It's a pleasure to be here. My pleasure. Hitting on the 19th of April. We got a lot to go on. And right now, we are joined by Assemblyman Glenn Levitt, District 23. He's going to give us an update. And there's a lot going on up there, Mr. Levitt. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Pack? Good to talk to you.
My pleasure. You got your hands full, it sounds like.
Yeah. I had to duck out to come talk to you. So,
well, I appreciate that. So, what's going on? Fill us in. What should we be alarmed about? What should we be nervous about?
Well, we got some deadlines coming up, and so first house passage comes tomorrow, and so all the bills have to get out by tomorrow, or maybe it's Wednesday. but it's this week that we have to get all the bills out. So all the bills have to be heard, and then there's a 24-hour rule before they can be voted on. So they're really trying to get all the bills that they want heard on second read, and then so that we can vote on them the next day. So it's a lot of long meetings.
What's the update?
A lot of long floor sessions.
There are three things I want to know. I'm personally concerned about: mail-in ballots, are my CCW, and what about tax increases in Nevada? What are we looking at?
Well, mail-in ballots. There's a bill out there. We're doing our best to block it the best we can. Although we don't have the votes because it's not a 2/3, so it could pass by a simple majority. CCW. We're working our best to. There's a gun bill out there. There's only one gun bill has come this session out of the assembly, and we're doing our best to try and block that so it doesn't happen. And the third one. What was the
tax
third one?
Tax increases. How ugly? What are we looking at as far as potential tax increases?
Well, tax increases we can take care of because we have the 2/3 to block them. So we're holding tight on any tax increases and unless there's something outrageous that happens, like they remove a fiscal note, which is impossible, then I think we're okay in that realm.
What's your gut feeling about the our Second Amendment, the CCW rights here in the state of Nevada, considering we've always had an open carry, et cetera?
Well, there's not a CCW bill per se that's looking to be removed. Remove your CCW. So it's just kind of chipping away at some of the rights that you have. Just chipping away at some of your Second Amendment rights, and they're not there. There's no bill that's saying, "Hey, we're going to take your CCW away, or we're going to take open carry away." It's just one of those bills that's kind of chipping away at those rights little by little.
And more importantly, now, what about the mail-in ballots? This is something that's got a lot of angst from a lot of people on the right, especially my fellow Republicans are real nervous about this. And basically what they're trying to do is if they win their way, we'll never be able to elect Republicans in Nevada again.
Well, I'm one of your fellow Republicans that's really worried about it.
I know, that's why I brought it up.
So I serve on that committee. I serve on Legislative Operations and Elections, and we did our best to chip away at that bill, chip away at that bill, chip away at that bill. And they even said, hey, if you'll make certain concessions and vote yes on it. And the thing is we can't vote yes on it because the whole premise of the bill is mail-in ballots. And they won't take that part out because that's the whole purpose of the bill. So there's no way we can vote for that bill because there's a huge thing. Even if they strip the bill of everything, all the other bad stuff, which there's a lot, even if they stripped it of all the other bad stuff and they left just mail-in ballots, universal mail-in ballots on there, we still couldn't vote for it. You know, because we don't believe that's a fair and effective way of electing officials.
Well, the voter harvesting, I mean, this bill really supports voter harvesting, doesn't it?
It does. And I personally tried to get that removed and was denied. So, you know, my thought was, is okay, let's not have ballot harvesting. Let's just take it back to the way it was. If you're a member of the household related to the person, then you can turn in their ballot for them. But they didn't want to remove that provision. They wanted anyone and everyone to be able to turn in your ballot for you.
And because they have the simple majority, this looks like it could pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very frustrating. And, you know, it just seems to me that our elected Democrats are totally partisan. They don't seem very bipartisan at all. I mean, what's going on, Glenn?
Well, yeah, they're going to be partisan in a lot of ways, you know, and then they're going to claim bipartisanship in a lot of ways. But I think that, you know, it's the nature of what we're doing up here and what they want. And what they want is, you know, these very strong liberal bills are going to go through, you know, as long as they don't require a 2/3.
Wow. Man, I once again, you're having yourself a time of your life up there. What a hell of a session, huh?
I don't know if you could hear the frustration in my voice right now, but it is. It's very frustrating.
Well, that laugh you just gave me definitely was, that was a frustrated laugh. Like, oh my God, what else could I do, man? I'm just sitting here having fun. Man.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing our best to stick together on the 2/3 vote and make sure that we can, you know, if nothing else, we can use it as a bargaining chip to try and knock off these bad bills. But, man, it's been a struggle. It's been a struggle to, you know, when you have 173 Democrat-controlled committee bills come out of committee, that's 75.1%. And you have 11% were exempted from the deadline. And so out of 184 bills, 77.2 passed through committee.
That's amazing.
And out of 126 Republican bills, only 29.4% passed out of committee.
Yeah, I was hearing that there was a lot of frustration on the all the Republican bills that got passed were really like nothing. They were nothing burgers by comparison to the meat and potatoes they wanted to pass. They basically got stopped. That they got hit a wall.
No, you know, a lot of my I'm very proud of the bills I got through committee, and I'm very proud of the bill I got through first house passage. But out of 10 bills, I got three. So 30% of my bills even got to the floor of the assembly, and then one of them passed through the assembly, is now transmitted to the Senate, and the other two went to Ways and Means.
Wow. How many
so
more?
They didn't even pass out of the assembly.
To eliminate some of your frustration in 24, how many more people do we need to vote in there to make your job a little easier, a little more fun?
The magic number is 21.
Oh, for so we have Nevada, we have, 21, that's appropriate.
We have 16 Republicans right now. The magic number is 21. 21 would make it an even house.
So we need five.
Yep.
These
and we need to retain the seats that we have. And so, you know, it's very important that we understand that, right? That we understand that we need to maintain the seats that we have. That we don't bicker and fight amongst ourselves. That we don't try and take out incumbents that already hold a seat, so that we can focus on the seats that we don't have.
What's your gut feeling on because of the national climate, considering what Maxine Waters did over the weekend in Minnesota, et cetera? Do you think that's going to have any spillover to Nevada elections?
I don't know. That's the only answer I can
give. Because it's a legitimate question, because you look around the country, there's a lot of frustration, a lot of angst, and it looks like on a national level, Republicans are gaining some strength. It looks like they could take back the House. They may even be able to take back the Senate in 22. I mean, you know, there's a lot going on.
I think if Republicans can find a way to stick together, to support each other, that we have a good chance of taking both houses.
And then the blame duck.
Potentially the governor.
Well,
but it's going to require us to come together and I know you were at a meeting recently with me, and I mentioned the Reagan rule. And until we can figure out a way to follow the Reagan rule, we're going to struggle. Even if we have a little bit of the power.
You weren't there in 14, were you?
No.
Well, unfortunately, when we had the power in 14, what Republicans did in Nevada, they brought in the highest tax increases ever seen before. And it's unfortunate, but I believe because of that, we've had a repercussion that's really made it very difficult for your job and for other Republicans out there.
That may be the case, but we also have to remember that in the 2015 session that a lot of bills were able to be vetoed, a lot of bad bills were able to be vetoed, and then in the 2017 session, a lot of bad bills were able to be vetoed by the governor, and then those bills came in the 2019 session, and those bills came back, and then they had no veto power. So we have to think big picture, Pat. We have to think big picture. What do we have? You know, and so I think we need to come together and realize, okay, lesser of two evils if you think of it that way, right?
Now, I agree with you there. I have always felt that way. But the problem with Republicans in Nevada, they're afraid to hold their nose and vote Republican. They hold a grudge, and they'll either not vote at all, or they'll vote, but they will omit their vote for a specific seat because they're like, you know what, I'm pissed. I'm not giving the Republican the vote. And then after we lose, what do? They bitch and moan to you and say, you know, this isn't right. What's going on?
Right. And so I think that's kind of my whole point, Pat, is that we come together, that we find a compromise, that we, you know, the things that we don't agree on, we can talk about them. sometimes we're going to have to agree to disagree. But what we have to do is we are all working towards the greater good. And that's where we have to go moving forward. We have to all remember what the greater good is. And the greater good is not to have another session like we're having right now.
And this is better than the last one. We're talking to Glenn Levitt. He's our assembly district man from 23. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll finish up with Mr. Levitt, and we'll talk about what he just brought up about coming together. Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back after this.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit. And they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
GFL Capital believes in good faith lending, where the client comes first. We're the go-fast lender who can close your loan in 14 days or less. The good fair lender who is transparent about closing costs. So when you think GFL, think of a great lender who offers great loans. Call us today at 529-2444. That's 529-2444. GFL Capital Mortgage. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending. NV License MB4265. NMLS 64367.
I'm John Sarpolis, President of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. My name is Pat Casal. We're joined by Assemblyman Glenn Levitt from District 23. And, you know, great dialogue with regard to what we need to do. We need to turn out and vote. We need to support Republicans. But by the same token, I know the angst that happened a few weeks ago over Secretary of State, but a couple of things that blew my mind, considering if these votes would have been 60-40 the right way for us, the difference is you might not be in the pressure you're in, but 42,284 duplicate voters, you know, 3,987 non-citizens, and 1,506 deceased voters. Those three specific numbers, if those numbers are taken off the polls, you might have 21 up there. Becker wins. She got screwed, I thought. Don't you think? Glenn? Glenn, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
I'm sorry. Don't
I
you
lost
think?
It
I mean,
for a second.
Okay, sorry about that. When you look at what happened in the last election, I mean, Becker, I mean, you got to look at that election and think, oh my God, Stavros Anthony off the top of my head. But you, if some of those votes, that the way those numbers worked out, if those voter tabulations were not there, you might have your 21. It might have been a different election. I mean, we lost a few races by, you know, under 1,000 votes.
And that's why one of our priorities is to enact meaningful election reform, because I think where we have to look at it is a policy standpoint. Like, what policies promote inaccurate elections? And so if we can focus on the policy part of it, then if we don't have policies that open the door for inaccurate elections, then we're good. We're better off. You know, I don't have a magic lens to see what's going to happen in the next election, but what I can do is I can do my best to make sure that we don't open the door for fraudulent elections to even exist.
Well, God willing, you can be successful. I think the biggest problem is Clark and Washoe County, the two largest counties, need to come together and realize working together with the state and working together with our electeds would probably be much, which would lead to more success across the board. The other 15 counties are on your side, 100%.
Yeah, I think that's a good starting point. I think if we all come together, then we're, you know, strength in numbers. Strength in numbers is where it's at.
100%.
And so if there's something fishy going on, then we have the numbers to do it. But we have to come together, Pat. You know, and if we can follow a few basic ideals, I think we can all agree on: not raising taxes, not attacking our Second Amendment, not hurting small business in Nevada, getting people back to work, getting our children back in school safely and effectively, and supporting law enforcement and veterans. We're all together on those items. We're all together on those. And everything else we can argue about. But at the end of the day, we go back to, hey, what do we agree on? And where are we going to stand together on?
I agree with you 100%. You know, one of the things I talked about at another radio show that I was in on was possibly bringing in the lottery instead of allowing people to leave the state of Nevada to go to Arizona or go to California, generate that business and leave it in Nevada. That money, the proceeds from that money would be great, and they can use that overflow for other things like funding Medicaid, et cetera, and not have to worry about impacting tax increases across the board. What do you think?
Well, there's no bill in front of me for a lottery.
I'm just talking. This was, I mean, just generalization. I'm just speaking.
Yeah,
to you.
I can't speculate what it will do. I mean, I don't know how it's affected other states. I haven't looked at it because there isn't anything in front of me. But you know, revenue to a state's a revenue to a state. But if you have to look at a lot of different things, I guess. And I'm just using this as an example. I don't know. This is not factual evidence of anything. But if you're hurting one business to promote another, then you know, is it a wash in the economy? What's going on?
Lottery wouldn't hurt another business. I mean, you know what? We better watch ourselves in Nevada right now with the way gaming is growing around the country. Arizona just adopted sports betting. I mean, we're no longer going to be the sports capital, betting sports capital of the world if these things continue, which means our revenue could be really impacted. We need to start thinking outside the box, don't you think?
I think it's always good to look at options, for sure.
And you're really handcuffed at the moment because you're battling. It's tough when you're fighting with both of your hands tied behind your back, huh?
It